Thank you. Now, if you are all ready, we are commencing from letter A in the score. People of the company, you are ready for letter A.
Such manners. It used to be, yes, maestro, no, maestro, whatever you say, maestro. Now it is only ready. Very well. Mr. Fowler, you will remember that you enter the moment the curtain rises. You do not hear the orchestra yet. You carry in the girl in a high extended lift. And when we see this, we are ready to start with the music. Do you understand?
Yes.
Very well. Lower the curtain, please, to stand by. Gentlemen, on my signal, take up the curtain. What has happened? Fowler, where are you?
Here, maestro.
The bird.
Why, you do not carry her on as I ask?
I can't, maestro. She's dead.
Adam Payne in Death Dance.
Stepping out a bit, haven't we?
The ministry paid for it.
Oh, you didn't have to tell me that.
Close the door behind you, Adam. We're the only two in here.
Well, I'm not complaining or anything. I don't mind a night at the ballet, especially when the boss is paying for it. But
you think there's an ulterior motive?
Bound to be.
Quite right. Shh. There go the lights. They're about to start. Look, the curtain's going straight up. What happened to the overture?
This ballet doesn't have one. The boy carries the girl on, and then the music starts.
Goodness, you're right. Here they come now.
And there's your music. Honey?
What is?
Oh, I saw this one last week. The girl's usually Camilla Ward. I wonder what happened to her.
I can tell you that one. She's dead.
Eh?
You heard. They killed her this afternoon at the final rehearsal.
Who did?
Not sure yet.
Viv, what's going on, mate?
We put an agent into the company a couple of months ago.
Why?
Simple, Adam. There's a Russian spy working from the company. I need to know who it was.
Blimey, nothing sacred, is it? You found out yet?
No.
Why not? Your bloke's had a couple of months, you said.
Not bloke, Adam. It was a girl.
Was?
Yes. It was Camilla Ward. Poor girl. That's the one, Adam. Have a look at her.
Have I got to?
The doctors can't tell me how she died.
And I might be able to.
Well, you're an expert on the Russians' nasty little tricks. You see? Look. There isn't a mark on her.
She could have had an heart attack or something.
She didn't.
No, mate, you're right. She didn't.
Have you found something?
Yeah. It's the needle gun.
The what?
A little blowpipe thing. Works off a compressed air cylinder. Fires a tiny needle.
Poison?
Yeah. Well, one of those curare type things. Kills you faster than a bullet.
Charming.
So, it looks like you'll have to find another tame ballet dancer. Who's the new sucker gonna be?
Funny you haven't guessed that already, Adam.
I don't like looking at dead people much. Especially a pretty girl like Camilla Ward. The poison hadn't made much difference to the beauty. She looked like a statue. The room was ice cold. I had my back to Viv when he fired that last remark, and he sent the little hairs on the back of my neck into a spasm.
You're a ballet fundy, aren't you? Quite natural.
I'm not a dancer.
Well, that's all right. You're going to be a stage manager. They need a new one for the tour.
Tour? Where to?
Ah, that is the major problem. If we don't get our spies soon, we're going to lose them forever. Very embarrassing.
I don't get that.
It's quite simple. The company leaves on Saturday for Moscow.
That's right, Mr. Dayadova.
Not that side, no! No! First the glass, then fly! That will be your job, of course, when you understand the sense.
Yeah. Look, I wondered if we could talk about that.
Of course, my friend. Harry, where are the skips?
In the palace, Mr. Dino.
Good, let the old one back to the party. You will never finish it this way.
Fine, Mr. Dino. Come on, let's get the
party. Look, I was wondering.
Yes, yes. We will sit here and talk. Now, what is it you wish to know?
Well, the job, you know, just what it entails.
Where were you before this?
Oh, here and there.
As a stage director?
Some of the time.
You are a poor liar, Mr. King.
Now, look here.
You are a policeman, my friend. A secret state policeman. You may fool the rest of the company, but you will not fool an old Russian. I have learned to tell a policeman at 100 yards. In Russia, it is a game you learn to play very well indeed. It becomes a part of your life or death, as the case may be. I knew who you were the moment you walked through that door.
I see. Well, then, we don't have to play games, do we? You know why I'm here?
To investigate the death of Miss Ward, I expect.
And now you're the one who's slipping. You've already told me I'm a secret state policeman. We don't use that sort of copper to investigate murders in this country.
Not even the murder of a spy.
You don't miss a lot, do you?
On Saturday, we go to Moscow for the arts festival. We are going back to my home, Mr. King. You must understand that I am a very frightened man. In spite of the Kremlin's assurance that I will in no way be persecuted for my defection, because I am frightened, I am very careful.
That's a good way to be.
I am very glad, my friend, that you understand me. It will take a great deal of skill to survive this tour.
You or me, mate?
Both of us, my friend.
Adam, shouldn't you be over there? With the ballet company, I mean.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be here at all.
Nonsense, they don't know who I am. And I have to see you off the exit.
Maybe they don't know who you are, but he does.
Who?
Over there, talking to the press.
Well, I don't see him. Oh, dear. What's he doing here?
A special cultural attaché from the Russian embassy. He's traveling with us.
Sergei Fyodorovich Voltik.
Right. A Russian nasty man, number one.
Not only KGB, they tell me. He's a rising star in the third force.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Adam, you can't let them get away with this one. We'll never live it down. You've got to find that spy and make quite sure they don't go over.
It's not going to be easy.
Nobody's pretending that it is. Off you go, lad.
It was a long walk across the concourse to the chattering ballet company. Voltik watched me all the way. He didn't actually turn and look at me. But he was watching me, all right. I looked back at Viv, but he'd scarf it. I was on my own again, and I wasn't happy.
Look, give me a hand, will you?
What?
They've lost my bag. The plane's going in a minute. It's got all my shoes in it.
The plane is...
My bag. I can't dance without shoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, I'll try and...
Come on, Belinda. Here's your bag. Oh. Look at the rest of your junk.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks for all the things.
Pleasure.
I haven't met you yet.
Adam Kane. I'm on the safe side.
Oh, I know what you do. I saw you the day you arrived at the theater.
Yeah?
I'm glad you're coming with us. We can have a lot of fun.
Put him down, darling. You don't know where he's been.
Oh, don't be feline, David.
Are you okay, Nancy?
Yeah.
I'm part of the stage stuff. But don't you think you ought to be doing something?
Like what, mate?
Like working, mate. Those are our bags. You can get them to customs for us.
And then again, maybe you can get them there yourself. If you can carry ballerinas over your head, a couple of cases shouldn't give you a double hernia.
That's not going to help, Kane. You might just have an unhappy time in Moscow.
Oh, come on, David. They're calling us. Bye, Mr. Kane. See you soon.
Have you seen him?
Oh, it's you.
Over there, in the dark coat.
Yeah, I've seen him.
I know, Voltik. He has a very interesting hobby, Mr. Kane.
Oh, yeah?
He kills people.
So we trooped out onto the Heathrow tarmac and filed into the big plane. The company was a brightly coloured crocodile of giggling dancers, three of us brought up the rear. Each pretended like mad that the other two weren't there. First, Sasha Deodol, slouched in a camel hair coat, nervously wiping the long strands of silver hair out of his eyes. Then me, and right behind me, I could hear the jaunty little steps of the other Russian, the killer from the KGB, Sergei Fyodorovich Volpi. I didn't want him to think I was downhearted. I was about to unclip the safety belt, light a fag, and order a double scotch when he plumped down in the empty seat next to me.
You don't mind?
What do you want, Volpi?
A little talk, Kane.
What about?
How do we diplomats put it in your language? Subjects of mutual interest.
You can talk if you want to. I don't have to listen.
It will do you much good to cooperate, Kane. Do not forget that in Moscow, your intrepid MI6 cannot come to your aid.
I'm a ballet stage manager.
And I'm a prima ballerina. We would normally declare you a prohibited immigrant, Kane. You and the defector, Diodov. Unfortunately, in terms of the Arts Festival Constitution, we must welcome you. Do not think that this means we will not be watching you every minute of the day. You had a confused idea about there being a spy in this company. A Russian spy, yes?
No, I just fancied a dancer.
There is no such spy. I should know, Kane. The girl who was killed was not killed by us. If you wish to stay alive, Kane, you should seek elsewhere for the killer.
You give me this for nothing, or do we pay you?
What a pity, Kane. I have great respect for you. The Third Force knows your capabilities. You should accept what I tell you in good faith. Never forget that we have placed a price on your head.
Half a million rubles, isn't it?
And the fact that you are with the English Ballet Company will not prevent us honoring our obligation should anyone succeed in killing you.
It wasn't going the way I planned it. My cover had been blown all over the place, and I wasn't sure just who had picked up the pieces. If Sasha Deodov hadn't been fooled, there might be others just as bright. And someone in the company had killed Camilla Ward, killed her with a gadget invented by the KGB. In talking to those gentlemen, they were there in force to meet us. There were festival officials, press, tourist guides, hotel receptionists. Each one of them a professional. And each one of them with that knowing smile that said, I know who you are, Adam Kane. I think I wanted to go home. It was December and it was cold. Who is it?
Belinda! Can I come in?
You're Belinda?
Oh, sorry, I thought you knew. Belinda Graham at the airport in London, remember?
And the girl without any shoes.
Your room's much bigger than ours.
Ours?
We've all got to share it. It's a terrible nuisance.
Well, I suppose it must be.
Do it. If I feel cramped, I can always come and talk to you, can't I?
If you choose your moments carefully, yeah.
Is it true that the rooms are bugged?
Probably. It's an old Russian game.
Have you got some paper?
Over there.
Thanks. I want to write a letter home, and there isn't a scrap in our room. Haven't got a lot of spare time, have we? I mean, we've got to rehearse every day and perform at night. How on earth are we going to see the sights of Moscow? I'm dying to see everything. I mean, I've never been out of England before. Except for a trip to Dieppe once. Thanks for the paper. See you at theatre tonight, huh?
And so saying, she swept out, leaving a mist of perfume, a confused cane, and a scribbled note on the desk. I walked over and looked at it. It said, 3:30, the Kutaisov Memorial, Novinsky Prospect. South side, near the lake. For a girl who'd never been further than Dieppe, she knew a lot about Moscow.
Are you planning to go out, Miss Mr. Kane?
Yeah, why not? I thought I'd take a little stroll.
Oh, I don't think I have any tourist guide to spare at the moment.
That's okay. I know my way around.
So I shall accompany you. I have a car outside.
You don't give a bloke a chance to feel lonely, do you?
This way, Mr. Kane. Walking in winter is not pleasant, Mr. Kane.
You can catch a lot of fatal things in a KGB Volga as well.
You will not die in my company. Inside. Your body is given.
Hey, you didn't ask me where I wanted to go. Well,
I am a mind reader, Mr. Kane. I think that you have a burning desire to see the Kutasov Memorial from the south side near the lake.
When things get out of hand, I usually sit tight and wait for a bit of light to break through. Things were right out of hand. But there wasn't much light in Moscow that afternoon. It wasn't snowing, but the clouds were dark and heavy, and I sat there staring gloomily out the window as the driver dawdled over the slippery streets. Voltic was having a lot of fun, but he was the only one.
The pretty little dancer, she is a member of your department, yes?
She is a member of my department, no.
She's not very clever. The television camera in your room has a telephoto lens.
What do I do? Clap?
Do we continue this farce, Kane?
Not much point, I suppose. Why not come home for a cup of tea?
Yes. That is a good idea. You would not like the Kutasov Memorial much. It was built by the Tsar. It is particularly decadent. Besides, the lake is frozen.
My place or yours?
Oh, yours is much nicer.
Yeah. You could even get to be a telly star.
What?
Never mind. See you later. I mean, if Voltic wants a show, who am I to disappoint him?
Oh, Kane, just a minute.
Yeah? Oh, hello, Harry. What's the trouble?
You had a look at the flies?
Yeah, I've been out there.
Think you can handle them for me?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, there's no trouble. They're counterweighted after a fashion. I'll send the cues from a handset. Can't go wrong. Look, come over here. I've got a script we can...
Oh,
just a second. I think it's around here. Yeah, I left it over near your elbow there.
All right.
Look, sorry. Oh, no. Right, let's...
Harry?
Oh.
Harry, what's the matter?
Where are you? What did you do to Harry?
Give him on a charge.
He's dead. Kane? Kane, where are you? Where did he go?
Kane must have done something to him. Don't let him get away.
Kane, wait! This is terrible. Terrible. He was killed. Murdered.
Yeah, I know.
But why?
It was a mistake.
Mistake? You mean...
I mean he got in the way at the wrong moment. Whoever shot that dart was trying to kill me. Outside, the snow had started falling, and crowds were filing into the Bolshoi for the performance. The KGB goons were clustered around all the exits. And backstage, we had a frightened company, a dead body, and a murderer who might or might not be a Russian spy. Somehow, I had to sort it all out. I found a little corner in the fly gallery and sat on a pile of ropes to think. I took all the pieces and started putting them together. And no matter how hard I tried, they wouldn't fit. I stopped, closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and suddenly they all fell together with a thump. I could see the old picture, and it was ugly.
Thank you.
here.
Not now, darling. I'm trying to work.
I know my way around. I won't get in your way. I knew the last stage manager. He worked the flight. He used to spend a lot of time up here.
Yeah. You've been with the company a long time, Belinda.
Not long. Just before Camilla joined me.
You'd like to do me a favor?
What?
There might be a spot above her after the show. I'm going to need someone on my side. Come and see how it ends.
You must not do that, Kane. My reaction was curbed in time, but...
Yeah, my hands are deadly weapons. Tell me, you like working for the Third Force?
Yes, Kane, it is very satisfying. We employ only the finest agents, so, naturally, one is flattered to be part of such an apparatus.
And all the time you've been trying to do me in, haven't you?
You have been extremely lucky.
Yeah. You could have shot me in the car, you know.
Do not be ridiculous. You are the guest of my government. If you were killed by one of us, there would be a terrible...
Ah, that's it, isn't it, Voltic? One of us.
You are most obscure, Kane. Besides, I'm a busy man. The show has ended and we are...
No worry, mate. I've got something to show you. Oh, just stay. Walk.
You are going to suffer for this, Kane.
Yeah. I thought that little dart was supposed to kill you before you know what happened.
If you do not release me, one of mine...
Do what? Take a shot at us and kill us both. Right, that's enough. Stop here. Sasha?
Yes, Kane. Who have you...
Voltic.
Yeah, that's right. He was slithering around backstage. I thought he ought to see this.
See what?
The end of the story. You've called them all down, have you?
That is correct. We have to discuss Harry's death.
Quite right. Now, here they come.
Hello, Ken. If you think you're going to get away with what you did to Harry...
David, you know it wasn't Adam.
I don't know anything of the sort.
Company! Company, ladies and gentlemen! Very well. We have something to talk about. Mr. Kane, you had better carry on.
Right, all right.
Got it.
Tom. Now then, I'm sorry Harry died tonight. We all are. What you ought to know is that it was an accident.
Accident?
That's right, David. I've already told Sasha, haven't I, old friend?
That is right. Mr. Kane, that is my baton you have in your hand. I would be grateful if you...
Well, Sasha, I'm not going to do anything with it.
Here. No! No, don't point it at me like that!
Sorry about that, Sasha.
Good heavens.
All right, it's dead. That wasn't an accident.
Quiet!
Thank you. Was it, Voltic? And what's the matter, mate? Don't you like losing again? Dayadov wanted to come home, didn't he? He was the spy in the company. But he'd been a bad boy, and you said he could only come home if he did something special for you. Something none of your Third Force supermen have managed to do to date. Namely... kill me. You gave him a new conductor's baton with a needle gun inside, didn't you?
This is not the end of the story, Kane. Simply the end of another chapter.
Oh, that's very rude. He could have said goodbye or something.
Each week at this time with Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane.